This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Mavis is a frail 84-year-old woman who weighs just 96 pounds. She has chronic arthritis of both hips. She reports her left hip is the more painful of the two. The pain is worse in the morning, and it limits her ability to climb stairs or move very fast. My records suggest that the pain's been fairly stable at about a 7 out of a maximum pain score of 10 for about 3 years. Today she comes in to talk about a hip replacement she's considering. She met with a surgeon who told her her hip surgery would be an easy walk in the park. Clearly, something's making her a bit nervous because she's come to see me, and I am clearly not a surgeon. Mavis lives alone, and we've talked for a couple of years about the benefits of her moving into an assisted living setting. Her mental function is sharp, but she's just physically slow in her movements and has difficulty moving around her apartment. She's able to wash herself, cook for herself, and tidy up around the apartment, but she is frail, meaning she doesn't have a lot of reserve and probably has an increased risk of dying within 5 years. Frailty can be measured, and it turns out that even routine surgery can lead to higher death rates in those who score high on a frailty index. In a recent paper, researchers identified studies completed on 14 common musculoskeletal procedures done with people who had chronic pain. The authors were trying to find out if the surgical procedures actually ended up reducing patients' pain. There was no question that surgery was clearly beneficial for unintentional injuries and fractures. Unfortunately, many of the 64 studies had methodologic problems, but for those where the studies were good enough to be included in the analysis for chronic pain of knees and necks and wrists and backs and hips, even when there were obvious abnormalities on the X-ray, people did not, on average, have better long-term pain relief after surgery compared with those who had the same condition who had no surgery. Of course, these are averages. Surely some patients do improve after surgery, but a frail older woman is already not the best operative candidate. I don't want Mavis to be in any pain, but surgery? Not only are surgery and anesthesia risky, but without any likelihood of benefit, it's probably better for her to sit out this walk in the park. Of course, it is her choice, but I personally would pass. She has tried lots of physical therapy without success in terms of pain relief, but she tells me she enjoys her physical therapy sessions and she looks forward to talking with the physical therapist. There are a few alternative approaches we could try, like acupuncture and massage and even topical CBD oil. While not officially offering a second opinion, I suggested we try some other approaches before jumping to surgery. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.